The German group The No Twist has been making electronic music with laptops and samplers since the early 90s. They piled sounds one atop another into massive collages and became known for a heavy industrial rock sound. But with their newest release, Neon Golden, the group decided to take a different approach. Critic Tom Moon has a review.
In their small makeshift studio in Munich, the four musicians of The No Twist have enough gear, beatboxes and samplers and computers tricked out with production software, the tools to create or mangle any sounds they can imagine. Singer Marcus Asher says that when he and his longtime bandmates started to work on Neon Golden, they recorded lots of open-ended jamming. Once they'd arrived at simple song forms, they invited friends over, with the goal of adding as many exotic textures as they could find. They piled layer upon layer of sound. That's when reality set in. The initial inspiration was missing, or at least buried. The No Twist had no choice but to start subtracting. They took out what they thought was unnecessary percussion. They focused on a single plucked acoustic guitar instead of a chorale of them. What they ended up with is something rare in electronic pop, starkness. One step inside doesn't mean you understand. One step inside doesn't mean I'm yours. Some of the songs of Neon Golden hark back to the early 80s and the buzzy synth pop of Human League. Others have the confessional openness of 70s singer-songwriter music. It's the corner, it's the dress, small the town and big the mess that I cause with every step. But still I walk. It hardly matters, though, what style the No Twist chooses. They've nudged all of electronic pop a step forward with a very old-school notion. Focus on the melody, and keep everything that surrounds the melody simple.
The album is called Neon Golden by The No Twist. Reviewer Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.